Tomorrow, the Northern Sun begins its postseason men and women's basketball tournament. The guy that covers Augustana and the University of Sioux Falls for the Argus Leader just got done with his live chat at ArgusLeader.com every Tuesday. Matt Zimmer, Mr. Z, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. You follow high school basketball. You're a Washington alum. You were a little shocked today when Hermie announced he's resigned as the football coach?
No, actually, I wasn't. I kind of figured it was a matter of time, and I know, you know, he had kind of been giving some mixed signals as far as, oh, I think I can keep doing it, or, oh, I'm ready to be done, and I just kind of thought eventually he was going to get to the point where he wanted to be able to go watch all of Matt's games, especially as he becomes more of an upperclassman up there. And I also think he told Mike Klinsky for the Argus this morning that, you know, he wanted to make the announcement in sort of a dead period like right now so that it wasn't he didn't want to have sort of a farewell season because that would have just created a distraction for his players and for himself. So I honestly wasn't too surprised.
Hermie joins us on the program here in about 11 minutes here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Northern Sun begins its postseason tournament tomorrow. I know the cross-bracketing, the North and the South brackets this year, I don't know if I'm a big fan of that, but at least that's what they're going to do this year. Your thoughts on how they've put the tournament together?
Well, I certainly can't say I've talked to everybody, but a lot of people I have talked to have said they don't like it. And, you know, I think that in particular is probably coming from the South Division right now because obviously at this moment, at this right now, the South Division is much stronger than the North. So you've got some situation like Augustana in particular. You know, Tom Bilder and Dave Krause aren't hiding the fact that they don't like it at all because they're third in the conference, but they're also third in their division. So if they win their first round games, they have to go for the second round, they have to go on the road to visit a team that they're ahead of in the standings. So, you know, Augustana would have to go to Northern, assuming Northern beats USF.
Mm-hmm.
And then their women would have to go to Mary, assuming Mary beats whoever they're playing. And, you know, both those teams are, you know, Augie's potentially one of the top two or three teams in the region. And to make them go on the road for the second round of the conference tournament, I can certainly understand why Tom Bilder doesn't like it. I don't think it's such a big problem, and Tom said this too, I don't think it's such a big problem doing the cross seeding for the first round because you're trying to avoid playing these teams for a third time when you haven't played some of the other teams more than once. But then when you get to the second round, you should reseed. And I think that's really what the coaches that don't like it are kind of suggesting. And my guess is, judging from the just sort of reaction that I've been getting, that I wonder if in the future they won't do it that way.
If these teams have to go on the road, Matt, in terms of Augustana, the men or the women, which one of the two squads is going to have the bigger problem?
I would say probably the men, just because, you know, Northern State's a pretty good team, and they're fighting for their lives, essentially, because I don't think they're going to be able to squeeze into those regional rankings. I don't even think they made the top 10, the first one that came out.
No, they did not.
Despite being 19-10, yeah. So they're basically, if they want to make it to the regional, they have to win this conference tournament. And that's a tough place to play anyway. So for Augie to have to go up there playing against a team that's fighting for its life, when Augie pretty much knows already that they're in, I would definitely pick Northern State to win that game. Not suggesting that it's a given that Augie's women would win at Mary, but I think I would give them a better chance to advance there than the men up in Aberdeen.
Well, they got to get by the first round first. It is Augie men and Duluth. Augie women versus, Minot. And then on the USF side, USF women going to Moorhead, USF men going to Northern. Do you expect any of the lower seeds, or the lower seeds, to beat the higher seeds tomorrow?
I kind of got a hunch that USF's men are going to upset Northern. I couldn't give you any real great specific reasons why. They're definitely going to be the underdog. But, you know, I guess if you're looking for reasons to pick an upset, you guys are well aware of the success that they have had in conference tournaments in the past. Now, granted, that was at a different level against different teams, but I do think, and a lot of other coaches I've talked to, Tom Bilder mentioned it, Matt Margenthaler mentioned it, you know, that's something that works in their favor. They've got three or four guys on that roster that have gone deep into conference tournaments before, and they can maybe draw on that a little bit. They played pretty decently the first time they went up to Aberdeen, and, you know, Chris Johnson has said that he thinks his team plays a lot better when they're in sort of a hostile environment or have a little bit of a spotlight on them. And I mean, Aberdeen, that's best attendance in the conference is in that arena. So they're going to go up there and have, you know, 3,000-4,000 fans up there that definitely don't like them. They want to make it the, you know, anti Sioux Falls sort of deal. So I just kind of have a hunch that they're going to rise to the occasion and pull the upset there. And that'd be great for all of us down here, because it would mean we get a round three between Augie and USF if the Vikings are able to hold off Duluth tomorrow.
That's interesting that you say that, and that's how Chris Johnson approaches that game, because I don't think very many coaches would say that they like going into a hostile environment where people don't like them and where that spotlight is going to be on them. I think most coaches wouldn't say something like that.
Well, it kind of depends on where you're at as a program. And USF right now, you know, they're an 8-14 team. You know, they were one game out of last place in their division. They're in their first year going to Division II in the Northern Sun after those years in the GPAC. So I think when you're in that situation, those are kind of the only things you really have. Or I should say the only things, but those are kind of the things you try to use to motivate yourself or to keep yourself playing. Because, you know, it's funny, a lot of people say, oh, 16-team conference, that's too big of a league to have every team in the conference tournament. But I think it's great, and that's a good reason why. I mean, these teams that have had bad seasons, for lack of a better word, or that wouldn't be in the picture otherwise, they still have something to play for. Instead of getting to, you know, February and saying, well, we're not going to be in the regional rankings or whatever, so we can just, you know, pack it in and shut it down and let the season run its course. Now you got these teams at the bottom still have stuff to play for.
One more note on the men's tournament, Northern Sun. I think one team I don't want to play is Augustana. I mean, they've beaten Mankato and Winona. They've beaten St. Cloud and Northern. It is a team that I don't know if I want to play them in the Northern Sun. I think they're a dangerous team.
That team everybody should want to play. They've never won a Northern Sun Conference tournament game. I think people are lining up to play them, right?
Well, at least Duluth will for the first round.
I'm kind of being facetious, but yeah. I think the fact that, I mean,
the win versus Winona.
That was a huge win. Yeah. I mean, that clinched them an NCAA tournament berth, basically, because they beat the number one team in the region.
And that gives them a lot of positive thoughts. Hey, well, we've beaten all these teams already.
And the difference is they've had some teams in the past that went one and done in the Northern Sun tournament. I think because of the fact that those a lot of times were really veteran, experienced teams that kind of knew what was going on and saying, okay, we've got the regional tournament coming after this, that's more important. We've kind of got our goals set here. I think this year, because Augustana has such a young team, they've got all these wide-eyed freshmen that are soaking everything up and really just enjoying this run that they're on. I think they're going into this saying, hey, we'll worry about the regional tournament when we get there. Let's try and win a championship here. So I expect them to finally get their first conference tournament win on Wednesday. And like I said, if they have to go to Aberdeen, I'm not so sure I like their chances there. But if they get a USF coming back in the second round, they could definitely make a deep run.
So based on the year, and we're talking with Matt Zimmer from the Argus Leader here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris, because Augustana so drastically underachieved last year and with the young team that they've got this year, is Augie playing with house money then?
Oh, definitely. I think that goes without saying. I mean, you know, early in the season, they were talking about being in position for to participate in the Division II NCAA tournament, and I was kind of like, no, yeah, okay, good luck, guys. You know, it'd be really nice if you could go 500 and, you know, maybe make a run in the conference tournament, but you're talking about getting in the regional, no way. And here they are, and that they deserve all the credit in the world for that. You can't say enough about what Tom Builder's done, what Cam McCaffrey has done. I mean, I'm certainly not suggesting that they're going to be okay with going one and done in that regional tournament, but yeah, I think they've already certainly accomplished more than a lot of people thought, perhaps even their own coach.
All right. Anything in the paper that we'll be reading from you over the next, I'm sure tomorrow and into the weekend?
Yeah, when's your Cam McCaffrey story coming out?
Yeah, I'm doing sort of the Cameron McCaffrey retrospective big story, and that will be in Sunday's paper.
All right. Otherwise, full coverage from you with the Northern Sun games tomorrow.
And high school and college, and yeah, it's a busy week.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
See you around. Matt. There he goes. Matt Zimmer, Argus Leader, follows USF and Augie.